This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome. A lot of things going on. Got a lot of things to cover in a very short period of time. So hang on to your hats. Put your hands in the 10 and 2 position, please. We do not want you driving off the freeway. Something that we just do not want. Of course not. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me. I'm sneaking up on you. You can also email me, paul@821r.com. That's paul@821r.com. All right. Now, Sundays are reserved in the afternoon start. Sundays are reserved for you emailers. I really appreciate it. And tweeters. You're tweeters out there. I said tweeters, not tweakers. Come on. Wrap your arms around it. Come on. Anyway, so big things going on in, we got an Alabama Senate race going on. Luther Strange versus Roy Moore, Judge Roy Moore. And we've got that situation developing. Donald Trump is supporting Luther Strange, a Mitch McConnell friend. So Trump is out there supporting the Mitch McConnell friend. I love it when hypocrisy is used against, well, Republicans such as Mitch McConnell. So, yes, Donald Trump, I think, is being an absolute hypocrite. Absolutely, he's being a hypocrite. But you got to remember that Donald Trump is the nation's biggest rope salesman. And, you know, you can leave. Listen, Donald will do anything to close a deal, even be a hypocrite at times and sell you some rope along the road. So that, anyway, I've just given you sort of the pattern of Donald Trump, and you just have to learn it. And maybe it looks like Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange are going to learn it. So Roy Moore being supported by Gurka and Palin, and a whole bunch of other conservatives are coming up behind Roy Moore. Unbelievable what's happening. I'm shocked to see such things. I'm shocked to see, gambling. No, hypocrisy going on right here. Sir, here's your rope. Take it. Anyway, that's just a few things going on. We also have Donald Trump slamming the United Nations and putting them on notice. And it's about time. One of the finest speeches in front of the United Nations I have ever seen by a president. Bar none. Ever in my lifetime. And I've seen them all, pretty much. Well, not all of them. Most of them, actually. Boy, that's strange, isn't it? Most of the modern-day presidents that have spoken before the United Nations, I think it was one of the best ones, if not the very best one. It said it like it is. It's one of these things that puts the brake on United Nations Agenda 21, which is what we need. This destructive document by the totalitarians is ruining lives all around the world, which is intended to do. It is a vicious, evil document, exemplified in Pope Francis's encyclical, believe it or not. And boy, I think we might revisit the Tom Tancredo comments that were made about the Pope and his interfering in governance in the United States of America, disrespecting the Constitution of the United States of America. Tancredo laid it on the line last Monday. We have it up on Agenda 21 Radio. You know, this search for freedom and liberty is, it's knowing no bounds. It's all around the world. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. In 1776, a document called the Declaration of Independence was signed in the United States of America. The founding fathers, mostly, almost all of them, Protestants, by the way. The Puritan ethic, I guess you'd say. Protestants wrote the document, one of the finest documents known to man. You got the Bible, Declaration of Independence, American Constitution, Magna Carta, just to mention a few. And you know what? It caused a whiplash effect all around the world. This document, Declaration of Independence, and other states, nations, and so on started to mimic the Declaration of Independence. Our own California came up with its own variety, as we've talked about here, in 1836 to go along with Texas, who was also seeking liberty from Mexico. So California, and the Californios as they were known, came up with their own Declaration of Independence of 1836. And by the way, it's very difficult to find a copy, but you can find copies on Agenda 21 Radio of that very document. It's in Spanish, de Español. It's been translated. Salient part about that is central government totalitarianism. That's really what it says. The oppressive central government of Mexico. It was a declaration of the Alta California to declare itself free from the Mexican government. Isn't that amazing? And likewise in other places, this thing spread like wildfire. People got inspired by the document, and other countries and parts of our nation wanted to have their own independent territories back then, of course, and wanted to demonstrate and commit their loyalty to the United States of America. Later on, that's exactly what California did in 1846, is committed their loyalty to the United States of America. But at the time, in 1836, they were looking for freedom from Mexico. The Californios were. Can you imagine that? And today, Mexico wants to take over California, right? So, and Jerry Brown wants him to. He's facilitating. That's Jerry Brown's job. But my point is this. There comes every 100 or 200 years, this stirring of emotions for freedom and liberty around the world. And it's going on around the world. It's kind of interesting. Once you start this little fire, once you light the match for freedom and liberty, other people grasp onto it. And they glom onto their symbols and everything else to proclaim their liberty, flags and banners and so on, heraldry, all that stuff. That's really important. So here we have a place, kind of in the Spanish mold, you'd say. It's actually in Catalan. Not many people are aware of this Catalan movement that's going on for freedom in a region of Spain, one of the wealthiest regions of Spain, which is in the eastern portion, the northeastern portion of Iberia, is Catalonia. Now, the Catalans, as they're known, the people there, speak a language that's, listen, don't tell them this because they get really irate when you're there and you say, well, I think this Catalonian language is really a mixture of French and Spanish, which it is, by the way. Oh, they go ballistic. They don't like, oh, no, it's our own national identity. It's our own language. They'll shout at you when you bring that up. So don't bring that up. When you go to Catalonia, when you go to Barcelona, that area over there, you see the Lladros, all this stuff, don't say that. They will scold you openly, with pointing their finger at you, shaking and pointing. So don't do that. But the Catalonians are seeking liberty and independence, right? It's an independence vote and that's being asked for by the Catalonians right now as we speak. I just find it interesting, though, that there is like a spirit that's going around the world for independence and liberty. And the Catalonians are in it, all in it. By the way, when I first visited Catalonia, I pulled into the train station in Villafranca Penedès, and there's a big mushroom cloud developing over the city. Catalonian separatists? Oh, yeah, they're serious. They had just blown up a car as I rolled in on the train. Hello. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. More about Catalonia.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. We're talking about this spirit of liberty and freedom and really the collapse, I think, of globalism. Now, when you go to our website, you'll see that there's two categories. It's right in the upper right-hand corner, globalism versus Americanism. Americanism, in my mind, symbolizes freedom and liberty, and it's spreading throughout the world. This globalistic viewpoint that has been foisted upon the world by Agenda 21 is starting to, I think, come apart. And who's doing that? Yeah. I blame Donald J. Trump. Actually, I blame Agenda 21 Radio. I blame us. It's our fault. We started going under the premise that then the totalitarians were out there about 7 years ago, and we said, we're going to stand up to these bullies, these thugs, these morons. And we've been doing that. Now, just little old us, we're taking responsibility for it. It's our fault. We won't let the people be blaming Donald J. Trump. It's our fault, and proudly so. Then along comes Donald J. Trump. He joins the party. My God, what's up with that? A nationalist talking about nationalism in America. My God, you can't have nationalism. That's the root of all evil, they will tell you in Europe. Look what nationalism did for World War I and World War II. Oh my God, Adolf Hitler. A Kong. That's what they'll tell you. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. If you're in one of those countries now that's in the European Union and under the yoke of socialism, right? How's the economy running in those countries? And that's Brexit, anybody? The notion of the Great Britain, a once great world power, and still even today has very, very powerful. The yoke of totalitarians and being thrown off there by the Brits in Brexit. Get it? That's what this is about, the spirit of freedom. And Nigel Farage recognized that and said, we got to get out of the European Union. The socialism is destroying us. Socialism just like Maduro. And then not very far behind is, of course, communism. One of the great exterminators of mankind. See, that is what the Pope embraces, by the way, through the encyclical. And listen, you can condemn me all you want to. The facts are the facts. Read the encyclical. It's clearly a totalitarian ideology. That's the problem. That's our Pope, guys. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Well, yeah, a lot of things, of course. But now you have, in Catalonia, a strong movement by the Catalans. And the Catalans are going, hey, wait a minute. We want our freedom, too. That's what we want. So the stories of the Catalonian freedom movement go way back. In fact, when I was there in 1992, like I said, we pulled into a little town called Villafranca Penedès, and a bomb had gone off. As the train was coming in, we could see the smoke billowing up at the time. When cars are pulling in, we looked out the window. Oh, my God. It looked like a mini nuclear bomb. You know how the mushroom cloud, we have an explosion, and it forms this mushroom top going up over the city square, Villafranca Penedès. And it was a car bomb that had gone off. No one was hurt. But it was a signal that was being sent by who? The Catalans. Now, remember in Barcelona, when we had this ISIS terrorist attack driving a car along the Las Ramblas, right in front of the market, right across the street from the McDonald's, believe it or not, which I have been in, eating many a horse burger there. Yeah, they serve horse meat in their burgers, by the way. Little known, it tastes a little different, obviously, than the beef burgers. And pommes frites. Those are known as French fries, pommes frites. I hadn't had American-style food for weeks. And I saw that McDonald's across the street. I was staying across the street in a hotel called the Hotel Orient. It's a place where actually, they claim anyway, that in 1900, 84, that book, who was that guy? Who was the author of that guy? He wrote that book there. Why? Because he was a communist partisan. Really? Orwell? Yeah. George. I call him George. I stayed at the Hotel Orient, which is right there, right in front, pretty much by that market where that car slammed into people. People thought that ISIS attack was attributed to the Catalonians fighting against the Spaniards. See, the Spaniards were Franco. This goes back to the Spanish Civil War, Franco versus the communists. And Adolf Hitler was siding with who? Franco. So it was kind of interesting, but Catalonia was mostly communist, workers, union people. And so battles raged throughout Barcelona. Barcelona was bombed by the Nazis, believe it or not, in the 30s, because it was Hitler who was supporting Franco. And Franco, God, he stayed in power until the 70s, until he died. It's not that long ago. But he was usually rounding up Catalans and killing them, because the Catalans wanted their own country even back then. So it goes that far. But so many places in Barcelona are very, very, they remember what happened with Franco and the rule of that totalitarian and what he did and how the bombings with Adolf Hitler worked. That just didn't really work too well with the Catalonians. So this urging for freedom has been going on for a long time there now. Now all of a sudden, we get Brexit. Now, that's not very... Brexit, by the way, when you go to Europe, these countries are not far from one another. It's a very, very... You can drive Europe in less than a day. So now we have this fueling again. It's been resurgent. When I was there in 92, they were trying to quell Catalonian nationalism like crazy, especially during the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games. That was the most telling thing. It was interesting the way they couched the entire opening ceremonies to try and prevent any kind of problems coming from the Catalonians who might rise up in the stands. But now they've got people really getting in the streets proclaiming freedom and liberty for the Catalonians. We got some stories on Agenda 2180. You go to our website and you just type in the search feature Catalonia, and you'll see it. You'll see dozens of stories, really, from Agenda 21 Radio that talk about this. The latest one that we got was 700 Catalonian mayors support holding independence vote. That was September 16th. Let's follow the bouncing ball. On August 29th, Catalonian parties set up referendum planning in clash with Madrid. Remember, Madrid was the strong point or strong place in Spain for Franco. Catalonia and Barcelona, that's the strong point. It's way far away from Madrid, as Spain's go. One of the most interesting ones that comes out of this, flags, symbols, and statues resurgent as capitalism declines. Catalonia to declare immediate independence if yes wins referendum. That was July 4th that we published that one. Now, we got a new one out there. A new one about Catalonia and Catalonian freedom. The struggle for freedom is going on. It says, we are in a state of siege. Spanish police arrest top Catalonian officials in referendum raids. So this referendum that they're talking about from July 4th till now, all of a sudden, here come, well, the Gestapo, so to speak. The Spanish police the Spanish government is saying, enough of this Catalonian freedom business. Says here that Spanish police arrested top-ranking Catalonian officials, including the region's junior economy minister, Josep Maria Jové, as Madrid launched a crackdown on Catalonia over the upcoming independence referendum, Reuters reported. Jové, he was a senior member of the Republican Left of Catalonian political party, was detained following a Wednesday morning raid carried out by Spain's Civil Guard. This just happened. Which has the authority of both the Interior and Defense Ministries. At least a dozen high-ranking officials were arrested. I wonder if they're going to do that when we work on New California. I wonder if Jerry Brown is going to start rounding up the usual suspects like me. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Rounding up the usual suspects as Catalan officials are picked up in raids on the referendum. This would be the equivalent of a Declaration of Independence by the new state of California. New California, they call it. So is this what Jerry Brown would do to people such as myself? In rounding up the usual suspects to squelch the movement of New California. I wouldn't put it past the guy. He's going to get more and more. He speaks more desperately now than ever before. That's what I understand. That's what I see. He is a desperate man, Jerry Brown. And he's railing against people such as Donald Trump. And, of course, he has comments about Donald Trump and his speech at the United Nations, wouldn't you know?
Governor Jerry Brown, Governor Brown, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Glad to be here.
So yesterday you suggested President Trump's approach to North Korea was, quote, stupid and dangerous and silly. I know you don't care for the term rocket man about Kim Jong-un, but to play devil's advocate,
sure.
Is it not possible that this tactic might work because everything else has failed with North Korea, from Clinton to Bush to Obama, who tried it the diplomatic way?
Yeah, if you believe in bluster, and starting a bluster war with North Korea, which is what they do. And they're pretty darn good at invective and threats one after the other. So I think bluster is not the pathway of diplomacy or even statesmanship. Sure, these are real serious issues, no doubt about it. We've got to work closely with China and Russia and South Korea and Japan. But just noise and threats, we're going to kill every man, woman, and child in North Korea, is that doesn't advance the ball. It just raises the temperature and the exchange of non-rational bluster back and forth. I don't think that's positive.
Speaking of raising the temperature, you're at the UN General Assembly with other Democratic governors to participate in Climate Week. President Trump, we're told, aired his dissatisfaction with the Paris Climate Agreement during a meeting with the French president, saying that other countries, namely China, received a better deal than the United States. Is it not true that China set lower standards for itself than did the U.S.?
Look, China is doing more than the U.S. right now. They're closing down coal plants. They're massively investing in solar and wind. They're mastering battery.
Okay, I can't stand it anymore. I can't stand it anymore. Donald Trump didn't say killing everybody in North Korea. Just off his, he just said it. That's isn't the way that worked, Jerry, and you know that. You're lying, of course. He's referring to if we're attacked, then, yeah, we will respond in kind. That's a whole different part of what he's saying about Rocket Man. I call him Rocket Boy. Now, Jerry is a little delusional, as you know, because we know that China is just giving Jerry and other people a bunch of BS. They have not even come remotely close to what we currently do in the United States. No country has. We're the only nation on the planet who has so many strict guidelines from the EPA on down that's choking off our economy, especially here in California. China is not even remotely, or India, remotely close to those kind of standards. I mean, it's a world of difference. It's 180 degrees from what Jerry Brown is talking about. So I just, you know, when I hear this guy speak these things, I just have to say, wait a minute, Jerry, let's stop the delusional attitudes going on here.
Technology, which will help America. So this point that America got a bad deal is fake.
Fake, Jerry. You are fake. That's my point. Jerry Brown is a fake. It clearly is. You know, this, we get the flip the script thing going on here, Jerry. And let's talk about what you would do with Rocket Man first. Let's get on that. Let's get back to that. What would you do? Would you fake him out? What would you do, Jerry? Jerry offers nothing because he has nothing. There's no there with Jerry. So what do you do? Well, what you do is you stand up to the bully and the thug. But Jerry would just as soon roll over. Well, we saw rolling over happening with Clinton. We saw rolling over happen with Bush. We saw definitely rolling over, if not enablement, which, by the way, all of that rolling over is perceived as enablement to a totalitarian monster such as Mr. Jerry Brown. But you see it as, oh, we're going to, if we appease him and talk some more, it'll all get better. How much better can it get with a thermal nuclear device blowing up over your head, Jerry?
It's more fake than any fake news assertion by President Trump. This agreement is so fundamental. I mean, you watch all these hurricanes and the devastation, you can't take your mind off extreme weather events. That's exactly what climate change is going to bring about. It may already bringing them about.
Isn't it interesting that he brings up these hurricanes and extreme weather? By the way, these hurricanes, we haven't had hurricanes in, what, how many months? How many years? 13 years or something like that? The longest cycle ever that we can remember, we haven't had a lot of hurricanes. And now, all of a sudden, they're coming around with a vengeance. Well, that's just kind of the way things actually average on the planet. But I do want to say, Jerry, you're missing some fundamental points which you absolutely know about. And that's called weather modification. I hate it when this sort of thing happens. Weather modification. Weather modification happens because you know it's there, Jerry. You have reports from the University of California at Davis, which we have right in our face right now here on Agenda 21 Radio, that date back from when your father was governor. Your father. that explicitly leave in detail how they are seeding clouds, how they are chemically spraying to encourage rain within the San Joaquin and Sacramento valleys to enhance water, right? Now, it says weather modification on them, these documents. These are the documents that come from who? The California Department of Water Resources. You know, the same one that manages Oroville Dam. So, Jerry, you're lying. Weather modification happens. You know it's very sophisticated science right now. You're lying. That's where weather modification, that's where if you want to talk about these radicalized storms, it's because they're energized by weather modification and radio wave frequencies. Right, Jerry? Oh, you've got that part, Jerry. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, this is my point. He's lying again. Every time his mouth opens, it's a lie. That's Jerry Brown.
To omit that, an existential threat, climate change, that's what it is. It's irresponsible. It's blind. It's almost, I don't even know how.
See, this is what the Pope believes, what he is saying. Jerry is an extension of the Pope in his encyclical. You got to know that. They're on the same team here.
He gets away with that. I have to call that fake news or whatever you call a president's speech of that order.
So now we're attacking Trump for fake news. Who's the real fake, Jerry? Go back and read those reports from UC Davis. You got them. They're in the governor's office. And you got the most recent ones, too, didn't you? I'm sorry, you didn't get those yet? Let me send them over to you.
Reference to climate change. This week you compared Trump supporters to cave dwellers. You said, quote, you should check out the derivation of Trumpite and troglodyte because they both refer to people who dwell in deep, dark caves. Are you really calling the nearly 63 million Trump voters
no.
cave dwellers?
No, and if you saw your...
No, he's not. There, here comes the twist.
Your own words there, it was about Trumpite.
Trumpites, there you go. He's parsing it now.
And troglodyte. It wasn't about the millions of voters.
Oh, no, we can't say that about me. No, Jerry, you wouldn't say that about me. I voted for Trump, but I'm not a troglodyte, right, Jerry? Don't you just love it when these guys start to backpedal from verbally abusing you and calling you names? Deplorables, too, right? We forgot troglodytes and deplorables. That's what we have going on. I know I'm getting some messages right now from my listeners. All of you troglodytes out there, Jerry Brown loves you too. Mwah! There you go, Jerry. If it's brown, you know what to do with it. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
One of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me. It is time for the entire world to join us in demanding that Iran's government end its pursuit of death and destruction. It is time for the regime to free all Americans and citizens of other nations that they have unjustly detained. And above all, Iran's government must stop supporting. The United States has ever entered into and destruction. They have unjustly detained. And above all, Iran's government must stop supporting terrorists, begin serving its own people, and respect the sovereign rights of its neighbors. The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers. Oppressive regimes cannot endure forever, and the day will come when the people will face a choice. Will they continue down the path of poverty, bloodshed, and terror? Or will the Iranian people return to the nation's proud roots as a center of civilization, culture, and wealth, where their people can be happy and prosperous once again? The Iranian regime's support for terror is in stark contrast to the recent commitments of many of its neighbors to fight terrorism and halt its financing.
Yeah. The Iranian, listen, the guy from the ambassador to the United Nations from Iran was one ticked off dude. You can't see it. I mean, we'll have all this up on Agenda 21. We have a huge story coming out about it a little bit later this morning. And it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing how the Iranians are reacting to this. They are going gaga. They're being called out. listen, nothing worse than if you're a totalitarian and you're being called out publicly for it. Imagine a world without the United States. I want you to think about that. Imagine a world without the United States, which is what they want. They're dreaming of a world without the United States so that these people who are so elite at the top can destroy anything in their path. That's what World War II is about. That's what totalitarianism is about. It's imagining these people that when you have so much power lust, that you'll destroy anything in your path. This whole notion of liberty, you know, by the way, is, like I said, it's a very, very fragile thing. It needs to be, it's a very strong thing once it's liberated, of course. Once liberty is liberated, it's strong. It's viable. It's vibrant. And, of course, that's what Donald Trump is doing right here. It's absolutely amazing to see the reaction, though, of the Iranians. I mean, to tell, this is why I say powerful words from a guy, the President of the United States, at the United Nations. I said it's one of the most powerful speeches I've ever heard, if not the most powerful speech a president has ever given in my lifetime to the United Nations. Puts them on notice. And I got to tell you, this has been going on for a long time. People have been really wanting this moment to happen for a long, long time, to put these people on notice. That's what they've wanted to do. And now we've had it. We've had this president go up, and I'm telling these clips, these one-liners, the socialism comment from Venezuela, this is in Korea, Rocket Man. I almost said Rocket Boy. Rocket Man. See, this is the stuff that drives the left nuts. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see this. And it's wonderful to see and be outed or be outing the left as they respond to this and show how much they support their fellow totalitarians. And we just heard from Jerry Brown denouncing the president. Of course, he doesn't offer anything any better. He, of course, he's incapable of doing that. It's really hard for him to condemn outright and come up with any kind of viable solutions with Kim Il-sung in North Korea. Because, you see, Jerry is like-minded, Mr. Ong. He just does it a little bit more with words than Mr. Ong does. He's just got a different type of backing around. But it's all the same thing. It's all totalitarianism emanating from Jerry Brown and Mr. Ong. They're all the same. And Hillary Clinton. She's chimed in on the Rocket Boy comment. I'm sorry, Rocket Man. I see Rocket Boy. I think I'm Mr. Jung as the boy. Why wouldn't I? Rocket Boy. I'm gonna keep correcting myself if it comes out Rocket Boy. It should be Rocket Man. At least that's what Donald Trump says. I know. Who was it? Oh, Hillary Clinton said Rocket Man came from the... Who was it? One of the songs out there. One of the songwriters came up with it. And Elton John, Rocket Boy. Rocket Man. See, I did it again. Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Remember that song? We'll see if we can cue that one up. Rocket Man. This is going to be the theme now, the anthem, if you will, for Donald Trump and Korea. But we got to stop this guy because this guy's serious. That is the problem. When you are a totalitarian such as this guy and all you got is game, then you got to keep playing the game, and that's what he's going to do. And that is the shadowy world that we're in right now with this guy, Rocket Man. It's a big world, guys. It is a big world that we're in with him. And we cannot take chances with him, and Donald Trump knows that. And that's why he took it to the United Nations yesterday and slammed him for what? Well, things like Rocket Man, socialism, and a bad deal with Iran. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
High as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. This lonely outer space. Such a timeless flight.
Rocket Man, yeah, singing Elton John, 1972, live at the Royal Festival Hall. Rocket Man, and that was what Hillary was alluding to yesterday. Donald Trump saying Rocket Man. Isn't that amazing? Rocket Man. There we go. Yep, burning out. Anyway, Rocket Man, Donald Trump tagging him with Rocket Man. Just what we want to hear here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are, well, we're rockets. We're exceptional American rockets. Stay with us. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.